The glass is glass. The wood is wood. But a wooden dashboard in a car of this vintage, this purported vintage, is completely wrong. My older brother had a Buick from the late 50s, a Limited. I learned to drive on it, and I remember it well, with fear and affection. The dashboard was padded vinyl. I would say the seat covers in this one are vinyl, which would be right for this make and model. I will be checking with General Motors to make sure. The odometer? Very amusing. Did you notice the odometer? Ennis shook his head. He looked hypnotized. All zeros. Which is fitting, I suppose. That car, that purported car, would never drive. His eyes moved from Ennis to Tony and then back to Ennis again. Tell me you haven't seen it drive. That you haven't seen it move a single inch under its own power. Actually, I haven't, Ennis said. Which was true. There was no need to add that Bradley Roach claimed to have seen it moving under its own power, and that Ennis, a veteran of many interrogations, believed him. Good. Beebe looked relieved. He clapped his hands once more, being Miss Francis. Time to go, children. Voice your thanks. Thanks, Sergeant, they chorused. The young woman of extraordinary beauty finished her iced tea, belched, and followed her white-coated colleagues back to the car in which they had come. Tony was fascinated to note that not one of the three gave the Buick a look. To them, it was now a closed case, and new cases lay ahead. To them, the Buick was just an old car, getting older by the minute in the summer sun. So what if pebbles fell out when placed between the knuckles of the tread, even when placed so far up along the curve of the tire that gravity should have held them in? So what if there were three portholes on one side instead of four? They see it and don't see it at the same time, Beebe had said. Young people are such wonderful idiots. Beebe followed his wonderful idiots toward his own car. Beebe liked to ride to crime scenes in solitary splendor whenever possible, then stopped. I said the wood is wood, the vinyl is vinyl, and the glass is glass. You heard me say that? Tony and Ennis nodded. It appears to me that this purported car's exhaust system is also made of glass. Now, of course, I was only peering under from one side, but I had a flashlight, quite a powerful one. For a few moments, he just stood there, staring at the Buick parked in front of Shed B, hands in his pockets, rocking back and forth on the balls of his feet. I have never heard of a car with a glass exhaust system, he said finally, and then walked toward his car. A moment later, he and his children were gone.